You know, it's always interesting when you have something that makes a lot of sense, but you don't have data. And this has been a question, you know, for many years now, ever since this strategy came out, which is the patient who can pay for the drug or the patient is very knowledgeable and says to you, I would like to try adjuvant osimertinib outside a trial. How would you feel about doing that?
There is data of adjuvant erlotinib outside of a trial. I've not seen any data of adjuvant osimertinib, so I'm not sure I would go there yet. There's at least phase two data with adjuvant erlotinib. But even then, you know, in a stage two lung cancer patient, there's a 50% chance they're cured, right? And so you're going to give them years of oral therapy feeling like a cancer patient, even though their cancer is never to come back. And so I have done it before in like really high risk stage 3Bs, a young patient where we did chemo radiation followed by surgery. I gave this patient adjuvant crizotinib for a couple of years. She was ALK positive. She did great. And then we decided to take a break and she's been cancer free. And so I have done it before to motivated young patients with really high risk cancers, but I've never tried it off label for a stage two where I think there's the alternative, which is watch closely and give it when they come back, is also very reasonable, as long as you monitor closely and make sure they have a chance to benefit from the approach when the cancer recurs.
You know, another targeted strategy that makes a lot of sense that we don't have data on with locally advanced disease is the idea of giving targeted therapy prior to chemo radiation, decrease the radiation fields, you know, just get some anti-tumor effect going. Again, I know that was being looked at in a trial. I don't know if it is anymore. What about that strategy outside a trial setting?
Yeah, we do have phase two data from a trial edit of MGH of giving afatinib before chemo radiation, and it's very feasible. You know, it doesn't get in the way of curative therapy. I would use that in patients who have really high burden disease where you're worried about the feasibility of chemo radiation and you want to sort of debulk the tumor to make chemo radiation more successful. I don't do it routinely if the disease is small volume, but I might use it as another tool if I want to sort of debulk the cancer first and make sure the radiation can be done in a safe and feasible way.